That's interesting. And I guess the other alternative would be what you looked at in this study, which would be to combine IP therapy and bevacizumab. But just getting back to this question of just using Bev, again, off-label, off-protocol, are you saying that you think that that's a rational alternative for patients?
Well, the GOG study 218 of carbotaxol plus or minus bevacizumab, I think, is a very important study. And it's about a half to two-thirds accrued. So we're going to know the right answer to this. But I think that it's worth noting that in some other diseases, for example, breast cancer, we're not moving the survival by adding bevacizumab in some contexts in breast cancer.
Well, that's in metastatic disease.
In metastatic disease. Now, will we move the survival numbers by adding Bev in ovary cancer? You know, we all hope so. But I think it is fair to say that we don't know that. And so to just do it off protocol, I think, is something that I would not recommend because of the risks of bevacizumab. And so what we hope to get out of GOG 218 is not only does it work, but how long to give it, because there are patients who get it only during therapy and then people who get it for an extended period of time after therapy. And that will hopefully tell us whether or not it's really just in combination with chemotherapy or for a more sustained period.
And I have to say that I'm hearing the same exact response in colon, lung, and breast. And I think about your colleagues down the hall there at Memorial too. And I think most people are not using Bev in the adjuvant solid tumor setting until we see data, but it's going to be pretty soon, at least in colon cancer. I think the latest that's going to be is September 09. So we're going to know at least about one tumor pretty soon.
But of course, the assumption that it's going to make a difference is the tricky part of that, because it may not. I think that exactly what the biology is that drives a recurrent cancer and whether or not that biology is going to be substantially altered by a static agent like bevacizumab is at this point an unknown.
Yeah, I've always liked to ask people to try to predict what trials are going to show in the future. And usually they'll take a shot at it, but people do not want to predict about adjuvant Bev because I think people just have no clue.
Yeah. I think that if I had to place a bet, I would say that Bev in an adjuvant setting in ovary cancer will probably extend survival, but probably not as much as people would like it to be. I don't think it will be the 10 months that we're seeing out of the IP therapy or the 9 months that we saw out of paclitaxel.